Aloha everyone, this is Sienna.
And my name is Toast.
We'd like to welcome all of you to the Girl Meets Girl
show.
This is a show about choosing happily ever after.
So welcome, welcome. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. Girl meets girl.
Guy meets guy, right?
Yep.
Sometimes.
That's right.
Guy meets girl. It's for everyone.
It's all okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to be afraid of.
But you can also visit us on our website at girlmeetsgirl.net.
In today's show, we're going to be talking about health and caring for it. That's right.
Yes.
Health care. So, you know, so we had some listeners ask us, what do we think? And of course, there's all the talk about socialism and what the opinion polls say. And so we're going to give you our two cents on that.
We're also going to be talking about the Health Freedom Expo that we recently attended in Long Beach, California.
And we got a little response because we saw the movie Blind Side. Is it The Blind Side? Sandra Bullock?
I don't know.
Anyway, we saw it on like pay-per-view.
Yes, it's on it is called The Blind Side.
Oh, The Blind Side. Yeah. Okay. And that actually relates to the whole healthcare thing. At least in Toast's mind, it does.
Uh-oh.
So, right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay, so, first of all.
Yes, Sienna.
I have to just excuse myself and maybe my speech.
Your energy level today.
My energy level today because I just came from the dentist, people.
The second appointment.
In 2 days. 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah.
3 days.
It's not that Sienna has bad teeth.
No. Okay, and this is the thing. Something was stressing me out. And I guess I had ground my teeth.
Gnashing of teeth.
Grinded my teeth. Ground
right?
them.
That's what Jesus says, right? There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I don't know what Jesus says. Anyways, and what happened was a big chunk of, I'm exaggerating. It's not a big chunk.
It's all relative. Everything is relative.
A little bit of my tooth came out.
Apparently.
Cracked. It popped out. So there was a little hole. But I guess, you know, I normally can handle pain.
Oh, yeah.
And Toast is the one that can't handle any pain.
Yes.
But I think I've been living such a wonderfully healthy, comfortable life that I could not handle this tooth pain because it wasn't really tooth pain. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a toothache.
Mm-hmm.
But it did create lots of tension in not just one tooth, but all of them. And mm-hmm. everything felt like it was throbbing. Then I started to wake up with headaches, neck aches. My whole body was aching. And I started to live in fear that lots of germs and bacteria was going through that little hole in my tooth all the way down to the roots and infecting my gums and my bloodstream, which can happen.
Which can happen.
It can happen, yes. But that wasn't the case for me. So anyways,
thank
I went
God.
To the dentist. And I was just like, you know, ready for the worst. Drill it, whatever you have to do to it. But as I'm sitting in the dentist office, now I haven't had dental work done or any type of that kind of thing in like over 15 years. Mm-hmm. But now, if you've had work done recently, they give you a paper. Okay, this show is about healthcare. We weren't planning to talk about this, but it fits. They give you a paper talking about amalgam fillings, which have mercury in them. Those are the silver, typical silver type fillings. And then they also tell you a little bit about composite resin fillings, which is that tooth colored filling that most people are opting for. And also most people are having their amalgam fillings taken out and replaced with the tooth colored fillings. Okay. But what I did not know is that the tooth colored fillings, why they're giving you this pamphlet is a waiver. They want you to waive your rights to sue them because the composite resin filling is known to cause cancer in the state of California. It's on one of the cancerous hazardous
list of 65 things.
Yes, yes, yes. So I was shocked to find that out. So I'm sitting there.
Yeah, because
right?
that has been presented as the healthier alternative
right.
to mercury
Right, mercury poisoning in your blood can harm your brain and all of that, right?
So brain really or cancer.
Right. And so I was sitting there going, okay, and I'm all like jacked up, okay? I'm like so sore at this point because by the time I got my dentist appointment, it was a week and a half of living with craziness and chewing on one side. But I'm sitting there going, okay, this pain that I'm feeling now, more cancer. This pain and that I'm feeling now, more cancer. And of course, it doesn't have to mean you're going to get cancer.
It doesn't mean you're signing up for cancer. I mean, just like cigarettes. Fact, and, okay. You know, I mean.
Right. Cigarettes, that's a whole other thing. But just the fact that they're responsible enough to finally give you pamphlets, to me, that frightens me because normally, like aspartame, right? Mm-hmm. That's in everything.
Right. Well, not everything.
That's in so many things.
Yeah. But they don't make you sign a waiver before you pop the can of diet.
And they're not even, they don't even have it. I mean, there's so much proof that that stuff is so bad for you.
Yes.
They don't even have it on the can saying this may be known to cause cancer, like how they do for saccharin.
Mm.
They don't have that. Mm. And so, you know, I'm like, whoa, this composite resin must really be bad if they're... I had to sign all over the place. Right. Anyways, okay. That's too long, huh? Too long of a story.
That was heavy and deep.
I'm sorry. I know for a beginning, you know, because my mouth is still a little.
I know, but you led off with that story as an apology, right? Because you're not feeling your usual buoyant self.
But maybe I'm dumping,
and that's okay because this is a relationship we have here.
Okay. All right. All right.
You know, give and take.
But I didn't get to explain to them why I had to go twice.
Okay.
Okay, really fast.
Just make it
quick.
With
a hole, right? Okay, so I had a hole in my tooth, and they said, oh, it's really nothing. And they just put this desensitizing enamel on it.
Okay. So that's how you found out there was no hole that reached to the center of your body, right?
Right.
And you took a little x-ray and got a professional opinion saying that your teeth were actually quite healthy.
And my pH was great, blah, blah, blah.
pH level was really good.
So they paint this thing on, and then I leave, and I'm feeling so thrilled and happy, right? Oh, and they filed my tooth down because they said my tooth was a little high and my bite was a little off. So they did all of that. It was really quick. I was happy. I go to brush my teeth that night, rinsing my mouth. I'm like, oh, wow. I don't feel anything. That's great. Start brushing my teeth. I'm like, great. Rinse my mouth. Ow! The little thing came out.
Hence the second visit.
Yes. So at this point now, I just had it redone. But in a much better way, had more teeth filed down because it changed my whole bite. That one filing changed the whole bite. They filed three other teeth. A light filing.
And now Sienna's on her way back. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Your voice, your community. WGAY Online. The voice.
Am I on your last nerve?
I'm okay. I'm holding it together. Toast is holding on.
I won't talk about my teeth anymore.
No, you can talk about it. Honey, you can talk about it.
It's fine.
Fine.
Yeah. You know what? Let's not. Let's just move on. Okay.
No. Yeah. For this show. you can talk about it after the show. Not now.
But right. I need more than just you.
Huh?
I need more than just you to lean on. That's what makes for a healthy relationship.
You have just leaned. You have just leaned.
I have just leaned, yes.
Lean on me.
Okay, come on.
Let's talk about the Health Freedom Expo.
Okay, yes. Let's do that. Okay, so we were so thrilled to have a ticket to the Health Freedom Expo. We actually feel very proud because we supported our
local nonprofit community run radio station.
KPFK.
Oh yes, KPFK.org. Not to make you forsake WGAY Online.
Never.
But they're both community run and grassroots, and we love that. So
yes, we do.
So we made a ongoing contribution to KPFK, and you know how they give you those member gifts and things like that. One of them was a ticket to this Health Freedom Expo. It was a convention and a conference in Long Beach all about alternative health stuff.
Yeah.
And just a lot of education. And that's what we got, boy. Yeah. We got an education.
So they had a lot of new products and a lot of different speakers and workshops and things like that. But just to let you know, if you are in the Chicago area, the Health Freedom Expo will be in Chicago on June 4th through the 6th. So if you're interested in possibly attending, and you can check their website out at healthfreedomexpo.com. But anyways, okay, so much about the Health Freedom Expo. But one of them I am going to mention is that I found a new alternative for sugar.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to talk more about, I'm just going to mention this now, and I will fill you in more later after I actually try it with the recipes that I like to use. But we found something called coconut sugar, and it's what it sounds like, sugar made from the coconut plant, not the actual
coconut.
No. And apparently it's organic, and it's also low glycemic, so it's okay for diabetics. They also have coconut flour, which is gluten-free, okay? And so I'm going to order some of these items and try and make my vegan cupcakes and see how they come out. But I think as far as actual like food type products, if this works well, this is the winning product.
And you've already used the sugar in your coffee, right?
I used the sugar in my coffee and it was fabulous, okay? Not as sweet, but with the health benefits of there's so many B vitamins in the coconut sugar, a lot of potassium. I mean, wonderful things that regular sugar doesn't have.
Mm.
And so I think these would be the winning things. And for people doing a gluten-free diet, you know, the coconut flour might really be good. Now, I'm not sure. That's why I want to try it out. I want to try it with actually baking.
Baking with this thing.
Baking. Yeah.
We did taste some brownies.
That were really good.
That were made with the coconut flour and I assume and the coconut sugar also. Mm-hmm. We tasted them at the booth that they had at the Health Freedom Expo. And of course, it was great.
It was great. Yeah. So I'm going to see. Because if it doesn't leave a coconutty aftertaste, then it's a winner.
Right.
And it can be in everything. So I think that was probably my gold mine find. But as far as gold mine...
Gold mine knowledge.
Yes, it's about GMOs.
Genetically modified organisms. If you have not heard about that, you've probably already eaten some.
You have, I'm sorry. We have too.
The United States apparently is one of the few, if not maybe the only, I don't know, industrialized nations that... You will not know if you are eating GMO foods because they're not required to be labeled, which I think is kind of crazy.
Yep.
You know, when I say they, I mean somebody in the food industry, the industry of food takes like pig cells or pig DNA and injects it into some plant DNA to try and make it immune to a certain pesticides or that sort of thing. What do they take? I don't know. It's like Frankenfoods. You don't want to have,
right.
You know, I mean, it's not wise. I just don't think it's wise. So we learned a lot about that stuff. And you can find out more at, what is the website, Sienna?
Well, okay, there's a whole bunch of different websites, but the one that you want to check out is non-GMOshoppingguide.com.
Okay.
Okay, but because Toast and I, you know, we've known about GMOs and all of that stuff, but this particular talk really opened our eyes because it helped us to see just how serious this is, but also it helped to give us a more streamlined way to avoid them because there's so much conflicting information out there. We really didn't know what to do. So we're just going to give you the very, very bare bones basics. Now, what you want to do, though, is make sure you do go to that non-GMOshoppingguide.com because you can see all the specifics there. Also, there's an app for the iPhone, right?
Yes. If you just go to the iTunes store and you search no GMOs or shop GMO, you'll find it right off the bat. It's a free app.
Okay. So we are going to give you the four basic tips for avoiding genetically modified items. The first one
is buy organic. And it's that simple.
Just do it.
It was a question in our minds for a while. Well, you know, if it's labeled organic, could it still be GMO but not have any pesticides sprayed on it? But we did research and we did find that in order to be certified organic, the product does need to be non-GMO.
Right. Now, we have heard little whispers of information saying that there are really no clean crops left because or GMO things are flying over to the...
Right. And they can't test every single leaf before you eat it, right. You know.
So this is a great start.
But okay. That's the certification does require that the spot testing does not include any GMOs.
So buy organic. The next tip is to look for non-GMO labels.
Okay.
So that's easy. Just look for that. Non-GMO. Some will have it actually spelled out, made without genetically modified ingredients. So that too. The third tip
is to avoid at-risk ingredients.
Yes. So they have the at-risk ingredients. There's what they call the big four. And those are things made with corn, soybeans, canola, and cottonseed. Corn, soybeans, canola, and cottonseed
have all been genetically modified.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes. So if you're going to eat any of those items we just mentioned of the big four, make sure it's organic. All right, and then the last tip is to actually do what we just mentioned. Go to that non-GMOshoppingguide.com and try and buy from the list that they have in that guide because they do mention specific brands, and some of the brands are actually in boldface with an asterisk, and it what that means is that these companies have actually gone the extra mile to be – it's almost like – certified non-GMO. It's almost like that. So you want to buy from these companies. And
you know, it might sound like a lot of work, but you know, that's why we're here is to just encourage
help.
You because we know, come on, if anybody has a choice and if it was an easy thing to do, of course everybody
you're not gonna pick it up.
Everybody would choose the thing that's better for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even animals, and this was part of this guy's talk, even animals.
Oh yes.
When offered genetically modified foods, they would reject it.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know,
even if they were starving, they would reject it.
Yeah. And when they finally, and when some of them did eat it, well, they died.
They died within 3 days.
They died. You know.
Within 3 days.
So we know that you want to make choices that are good for you. We do too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like any of us is perfect and has the means and the ability to always make the healthy choice. But we just want to be an encouragement to you, and you are to us. So
yes.
So that.
And Tigger is in the studio encouraging us as well.
So if you hear meowing, that's Tigger, our cat.
Goodbye 2009. Say hello to the year of the tiger. That's the wrong sound effect. You're starting to sound like a tiger. This is the radio station for 2010. WGAY Online. The Voice. The Voice.
Okay, so this particular show, our first show on WGAY Online, is actually pretty heavy, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's important.
It is.
And I think people who have made it this far listening,
those are our people.
Yes.
You passed the test. Congratulations.
Or that they care
There's
about...
There's a prize for
they care
you.
About, you know, those types of health issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What
okay,
next?
Okay, so Sienna, we had a listener over the past couple weeks email in questions about what we thought about health care.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it got me to thinking, right, I'm getting all my research done because I want to give them my opinion. You know how I get.
Right. You disappear.
And it just so happened that I disappear into the interwebs, gathering statistics, etc. But just so happened, also in the past week, we watched The Blind Side, starring Oscar award-winning Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Who's one of your favorites, I know.
Which I have to just quickly say, we saw a headline today.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that she was filing for divorce.
Yeah, I don't know where the headline came from, though.
Okay, but my comment on that is good girl. You know, because...
She deserves better.
Yeah, move on. You know, I mean, that, easier said than done.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Don't hang around and wait for any excuses. If that's what happened, that's what happened.
You know, she deserves
so much, so much more. So, okay, I just have
everyone
to say
does.
That. I just have to say that.
Yes. Okay. And the reason... How am I, like, bringing this, The Blind Side, in together with healthcare? Well... I remember one of the comments that you made and this thing that just struck you about this movie was the fact it's a true story, right, about a very well-off family who is presumably Republican based on the script.
Yeah.
Right? Based on some words that were said in the movie. And how they took in and basically adopted... young black man. And Tigger, please don't. Oh, our cat is walking next to the computer. I hope he doesn't
Tigger
lose all of our information. It's a first.
Okay, so see, you can tell by now, for the listeners who have been with us for quite some time, Tigger is a lot more active and outgoing, and he gets into things. Mm-hmm. Kumin, she lays back, relaxed. Watches from afar.
She's more like a paperweight.
You go do your own thing. She's not a paperweight.
She just lies there.
Aww.
Okay. So wait. This The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
So the whole point was that this movie helped you to see how people who are presumably Republican can have such good hearts, you know, and do such good things. Right? I mean, that sounds kind of dumb when you think of it, but that was one of the things you remarked to me, right?
Privately,
Because Sienna told me, saw it first, you know, and then we watched it again together. Because she's really into movies and TV shows like that, and she's so kind. Like, she'll watch things again with me just because I'm behind. So. No, and it's true. It is good that this movie showed and made known the goodness of these people's hearts, you know. But I believe it was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe their intentions came from a pure place. I believe they truly did feel that they received as much from him as they gave, et cetera, et cetera. But I couldn't help but wonder, would they do the same for a young gay man? Or a gay woman.
Whoa.
Or a young gay girl. Right? There was one point in the film where Sandra Bullock's character, who plays the mother of this family who took in this young black man, she's sitting with her other wealthy friends, and one of her wealthy friends expresses concern about the safety of her family, because here you have this black man in your house. And Sandra Bullock's character says, shame on you. And I thought that was a great, really well-played scene. But heck, man, if that movie or if that situation had played out 50 years ago, There's no way.
I really have a hard time thinking that would ever. Yeah.
Right.
I think Sandra Bullock's character would not exist. Just about. I mean, hard to say, right? We don't have a time machine to go back in time. But would it happen with a gay person? I don't know. We'll see what kind of movies get made in 50 years from now. Or whatever. But anyway. I just thought I'd point that out.
I don't think they would have done the same thing for a gay person.
And that's because opinions and public opinions change over time, right?
Right.
And that's how, I know it's kind of a leap, but I mean, that's how it tied together in my mind about this whole healthcare thing. Because a big part of the controversy of it, as at least among my circle of friends, was about the opinion polls. And, it, you know, the voters polled. I was kind of almost down the middle, you know, like this healthcare bill. A lot of voters apparently did not want it, you know. So I don't know if the will of the people was actually enforced by law, or were the lawmakers just steamrolling it through. Well, first of all, a lot of the voters who were against it didn't think it was liberal enough. You know, they wanted the public option. They wanted more, quote unquote, socialism. So that's number one. And then the other thing, too, is that it made me curious about, well, what opinion polls may have said back when. You know, what did people think about a woman's role in society and what was right and wrong and stuff? And I went to look up polls done by Gallup, which is pretty well respected, right, as far as polling goes. And I found some interesting things. Too bad they don't go as far back as like Civil War and stuff. They don't have any records for during that time. But seeing as there was a war fought over it, I don't think it was too popular, you know, to abolish slavery. So here we go. 1936. The polling question asked was, should a married woman earn money if she has a husband capable of supporting her? 82% of people said no. Nope. No.
82%
said no. If you're a woman and you're married and your husband is capable of supporting you, you should not even earn money.
What?
That was 1936. So, you know, that was the opinion of that time. By 82%. In 1948, I thought this was...
Who were they polling, though?
You know, I don't have all of those statistics, all of that information. But I don't think 82% of any segment of the population today would agree with this person, would agree with that.
No, never.
You know, I mean, even the quote-unquote conservative. Okay. In 1948, another question was asked. Do you approve or disapprove of women of any age wearing slacks in public? That is, for example, while shopping. Right? We laugh at that, the fact that it's even a question. But in 1948, 39% of people disapproved of slacks, women wearing slacks in public.
1948?
Yes.
That is so funny.
It was pretty much, this was pretty much all divided down the middle. 39% disapproved. That was the largest segment. Said, no, that's not good. 32% were indifferent and 34% approved.
About slacks?
Yes, about wearing slacks in public in 1948. Oh, thank God I don't live in 1948. Oh, my God. Okay. Get an amen from the dyke section. All right, 1951. We'll make this the last one. 1951, speaking in terms of day-to-day activities, do you approve or disapprove of women in this community wearing shorts in hot weather on the street?
What year?
1951.
Mm.
Okay, so women wearing shorts in hot weather on the street, approve or disapprove? 21% approved. 75% disapproved.
Mm.
So you would be looked on.
Looked down upon.
You would be given the evil eye
if you wore shorts on the street.
So you had to just bake in a dress.
I guess. Or, you know.
Or bake in slacks.
And just take the evil eye. Mm-hmm. Or stink eye, as we call it in Hawaii.
You know, that's so interesting with the whole 1948, the slacks.
Okay.
Pull.
Yeah.
Because I was raised by my grandmother.
Yes.
Okay.
Who was from that era.
From that time. Mm-hmm. And all she did was put me in dresses. And I remember when I was nine years old, mm-hmm. I went to her and I said, "Grandma, I want to wear pants." And it was very serious. I was very serious. Mm-hmm. And she fought me on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we made a specific date to go, and I went to buy pants. And I even forfeited going with my other aunties, because I used to go every weekend mm-hmm. to go swimming. I said, "Oh, no, sorry, auntie, I can't go swimming this weekend because I'm going to go buy pants."
And how old were you?
I was in ninth grade. I'm not ninth grade. I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
Ninth grade. I was 9 years old. Hmm. And I wanted to wear pants. See, there's a dyke in every femme.
And there's socialism in the Bible. You know, something that impressed me when I was growing up. I was raised in a Protestant Christian church, right? Sunday school every Sunday and Bible studies Wednesday nights and stuff. So I'd read the Bible on my own. And I was really struck by the Acts of the Apostles and the beginning chapters of that book. It totally talks about the community of believers selling everything they had and sharing it. And nobody owned anything as an individual. Everything was all done collectively. And I thought that was great. I thought that was beautiful and kind and compassionate. And I think that's what's known as socialism. I mean, I'm no political expert, but, you know, in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people, I think that's pretty much socialism. So that's why it's kind of, it's another example of just the, what do you call that? What do you call that? I don't want to use the word hypocrite because that sounds so judgmental, but it's just not congruent. The conservative block that just paints themselves or, holds Christianity as their standard, and yet considers socialism to be an evil thing. So that's another thing the healthcare thing made me think of. Did you know that about that was in the Bible?
Nope.
Yeah,
I think, but I didn't read it like you did.
Yeah, I think it was like Acts, the first few chapters of Acts talks about that. Anyway, so that's our spiel about healthcare. And when the debate got really hot and heavy, I mean, Sienna and I just looked at each other both and we're like, you know, it's a step in the right direction. It may not be perfection, but we feel it's moving in a good direction. In a compassionate, more fair direction.
Your voice, your community. WGAY Online, the voice.
So thanks for listening. We're going to leave you with a quick food story. We love to talk about food. A lot of times we'll give you a food update about what we're eating during the show. But today it's at the end. So we had yellow Thai curry for dinner tonight. It's one of our favorites.
And we love the Thai food because it's just so comforting. Mm-hmm. And after all the dentist visits, it's something that just sounded warm and just yummy.
Burn your face off.
Burn our face off. So anyways, there is a Thai place that we like to go to right near our house. And on the way home, I thought, okay, why don't we get something there? So I called to order what we love to get and just to go and pick it up. And then go home.
But we don't have the phone number.
Yeah, we don't have it.
In the phone. So no. We used, you know, the handy high-tech, what is that, Yellow Pages? You can just dial and ask for,
yeah.
You know, find me the number, please,
right.
For XYZ restaurant.
Right. So it's asked me for the city and state, and I tell them. And it just connects me to the place. So I go ahead and order, and they totally know what I'm talking about. And, you know, we order it very specifically, like this one with this and this one with that. And they're, you know, they don't miss a beat, and they're taking this order. And I'm like, okay, great. And so when we get there, I walk in. It's very quiet. There's actually no one in there. And the woman says, well, hi. And I said, oh, hi, I'm just here for pickup. She goes, pickup? I said, yeah. She said, there's nothing here. Nobody called anything in. And I said, I just called it in. And she goes, oh, you probably called the other Thai place that's like 2+ miles away.
In a whole nother
city. Okay.
Whole other city. But it also happens to be called XYZ Restaurant.
Right.
It's not really called XYZ Restaurant. Okay. But, you know, we don't want to give any bad vibes out there. But so, it has the same exact name, same these exact restaurants. Name.
Okay. But I kind of knew that there were at least two places with the same name. But that's why when I said city and the state, I felt very safe that the Yellow Page people are going to point me in the direction of the particular restaurant in my city and state.
Because they're professionals.
Right.
And they know that, you know, the difference between cities.
Right.
But apparently not.
But no. So I'm standing at the restaurant, and I have a dilemma. I'm going, oh my God. And, you know, it's been like the longest day ever. And I'm thinking, oh, we got to drive all the way to the other place to get the food because it's waiting for us there. And then I'm going, oh, but we're here. This is the place we always order from. This is the place that has the curry that we love. So I don't know what to do. So I thought, I'm just going to order from here. Put another order in. But then I feel bad. And I think, oh, well. So midway giving the lady our order, I say, you know what? Wait. Maybe I should call the other restaurant and just see. And she goes, but what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They have your cell phone, but that's it. What? You should just order from here. So then I'm thinking, yeah, I really want to order from here because then
we don't
want
to get back in the car and drive all the way across town, over two towns to get to the other place.
I know, but I did feel really bad. So anyways, I gave in to comfort and peer pressure, and I finished ordering there, paid. And then I told the lady I was going to go and call the other restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I do.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was a good decision.
But I felt so bad. But it happens all the time,
and that's because
apparently.
You have a good heart. And yes, it does happen all the time, according to both of these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't be too surprised because they have the same name.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So.
But I think there's a part of us that would have driven. If we weren't tired, I bet we would have driven all the way to get that food.
Perhaps.
We were just
I don't know. It's far. It's not close. It's not like just 2 blocks over. It's
like 2 miles.
At least. I think it's more. Anyway. Okay. So that's our food story.
It's more than 2 miles, isn't it?
I think it's a lot more. I think it's about
like 5 miles.
It's a half an hour away, depending on traffic. Anyway, regardless.
You know that's true, huh?
You know what?
It's probably like half an hour away. Oh my God, I wouldn't have gone there then. That's really long. Oh my God. But what would you folks have done? Would you have gone because you had placed your order? Someone was already cooking it and making it for you and packing it and putting your utensils and your napkins and tying that little bow and putting your receipt with your name on it. And it's there waiting for you, waiting for the owner to come pick it up. Or would you have just not?
Well, or would you have taken the middle road and tried to call them up again? And what was hilarious was we didn't even have the number to call because we reached them through the Yellow Page people, right? And we just were connected. So we didn't even know the number. So we had to call Yellow Pages again.
And to get the wrong number, you say the city and state that it's not in. And it connects you right to the wrong restaurant.
Jeez. Oh, anyway,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's the perils of high technology, I guess. Right? You can't Can't trust everything.
So what did we do? I took my receipt from the restaurant we always go to, and I said, here, Toast, put it in our phone.
This mistake will never happen again.
But was our dinner...
Future generations.
Was our dinner fabulous?
Pretty fab.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what is
Burn
it that...
Burn my face off.
Oh, we got... Yeah. We did get the yellow curry that Toast mentioned, mm-hmm. called the Ken curry with rice. Nice mm-hmm. and soft for a healing mouth, mm-hmm. with a lot of spice to help the...
Those endorphins know, kick in and...
And the immunity, right. boosts your immunity. Right. And we also had some rice noodles, which were very, very delicious.
Okay. So thanks for listening once again. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And you're listening to Girl Meets Girl on WGAYonline.com.
Bye.
Bye.